Hey friends, what's going on? This is our weekly edition of the 5-Minute Crew Winners. I want to give you all a shout out for joining us this morning. For those of you joining us on the podcast, a friendly reminder, you could watch this live. All you have to do is go find me on Instagram, follow me there, and join us every Monday at 10 a.m. By the way, as a reminder, you've all got an opportunity to win simply by just making sure that you turn on your notifications for all my posts. As soon as you see a post and you get the notification, simply comment on it, like it. The comment has to be 4 words or more. Some of you guys are taking the easy way out and you're just putting hashtag 5-Minute Crew. So make sure that you comment on it with 4 words or more, and then you hashtag, it's 5-Minute, the 5-Minute Crew.
Or just 5-Minute Crew.
5-Minute Crew, and then we draw 3 winners. And what do they get again? What are the prizes?
Yeah, so they get the 5-minute.
So you have 5-minute session with me.
And then they also get a t-shirt.
And we also send you a t-shirt from Relentless. So I hope you guys are enjoying this. Let's see who we have here. We've got Jay Sanchez here. We've got, what's up, Wooly Strain? Anthony Morell is here. Robert the Title Guy. What's up, Dreams to Reality? What's up, guys? HJ672, what's up? How are you? Paulie Deeds is laughing already. I haven't said anything funny, so I this is going to be a funny session, I guess. What's up, Jay? What's up, A. Clanny? Let's see here. Got a bunch of you guys joining. All right. We're ready to get going here, guys. Hopefully, just like every week, we've got 3 great winners coming on board with 3 great questions. What's up, Robert? And Mohammed Kabur from New York. What's going on? And we're going to get this thing going. What's up, Corey? So who's our first winner?
So our first winner is Chris, C-H-R-I-S.
All right, Chris, C-H. Here we go. C-H-R-I-S?
E-N.
E-N?
O-C.
C-H Lopez.
Yep.
Got him right here. Chris, you are live. What's up, Toby? Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. I can't see your video, though.
Okay. There?
It says waiting. It says waiting for you.
Okay. I could see you, though.
Sorry. Okay. Well, and you could hear them? You could hear the other person, Isaac? Yeah? Chris, say something. Oh, you're good.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I can't see you, but it seems like the audience can see you. Let's rock and roll. How are you, man?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What's your question, and how can I help?
So my question, given the current real estate market and being a brand new real estate agent who can only, who's part-time right now, and I can only put work into my business in the evenings and on the weekends, what's your advice as far as the forms of prospecting that I should be focusing on the most with the limited time that I do have?
Well, hang on. Before we go any further, I want you all to listen, and Chris, I want you to listen to the story that is already mounting in your head. So you literally said being that negative, 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 more negative. Did you catch that? So if you guys heard Chris, he was like being that negative, another negative, another negative, another negative. I don't know if you guys caught that or not. You catch that, Isaac?
Yeah,
did you hear that? And this is very, very important. I talk to you guys all the time about psychology. I talk to you all the time about the thoughts that you're having. Like right off the bat, Chris, you're up against the wall because of the negative, the other negative, the other negative, and then you threw in like a dagger, like a final negative. It was like, the real estate market sucks. I'm part-time. I can only work on the weekends, and I can only work on the weekends between the hours of 9 and 12. Well, basically, you can't do anything, really, is, I mean, when you put it that way, right? So before you go any further, you got to learn to get a little bit more positive and create a more positive story, okay? Second, when it comes to being part-time in any business, look, guys, it's all about momentum, and you can build momentum. I don't care if you're part-time or full-time. It's just when you are working, you need to put in work, right? You need to put in, listen to me, people, there's people I know for a fact that are quote unquote full-time in a business that part-time people outwork them. It's not about the time. It's about the intensity during the time. That's the key. My camera guy works with me one day a week. But the one day he's here, the guy drives 2 hours to be here on time. He's out there pumping out videos. He's coming up with crazy ideas. I mean, he's just nuts, right? It's the quality of the time, okay? So rule number one for all of you that are part-time, please, you got to create a more positive story. Instead of saying, the real estate market sucks, it's crashing, I'm getting in at the bad time, I'm part-time, and on top of being part-time, I can never work it. Say something different. This is perfect timing. I love that I'm part-time because I'm hungrier than everybody else. I'm going to make it happen no matter what. And then, by the way, I'm going to get out of being part-time in 90 days or less. That's a much different story. It'll create a much different outcome. All right, Chris? I hope that answered your question. I think that's really the question I needed to answer more than the prospecting. When it comes to prospecting, guys, honest to God, go twirl a freaking sign on a corner. Here's the key. Go talk to a massive amount of people. I don't care if you have to door knock. I don't care if you have to call them. I don't care if you have to stand at the grocery store. I don't give a damn what you have to do. You have one objective. Go sell some freaking houses. Go make some money. Go build some momentum so you can get out of the full-time thing. And hold yourself accountable to it. Tell your family, tell your wife, tell your kids, that's gonna be not full-time, not part-time by this date, and then go make it happen. All right, guys? That's my advice. All right, what's up, Sharon? What's up, Roxanne? How are you? What's up, Steven? Who's the next winner?
Dreams to Realities.
Dreams to Realities is the next winner. Let's see if we got a good question. Yes, Dreams to Realities with Art. You are live right now with Danny. How can I help, my friend?
In terms of my follow-up and converting after I got a solid lead, I'm having trouble with that. I think I may be calling a little too much, or I really try to go heavy with the follow-up, like within the first 2 weeks. What's a solid formula to be able to follow up, call them, add value, but not harass them on the phone where they just want to block you or get rid of you?
Art, have you taken Breakthrough?
No, I have not.
You need to sign up for Breakthrough today. He cut off. So that's the honest answer. If you haven't signed up for Breakthrough Art, this is where the rubber meets the road, right? It's one thing to ask a question. It's another thing to want the answer. So the honest to God answer, Art, and I'll give you a couple tips right now. But the honest to God answer is you need to go sign up for Breakthrough, because it's an 8-week course where I literally turn you into a sales machine. There is no question unanswered after those 8 weeks, okay? Now, here's my thoughts on follow-up. Number one, whatever amount of time they tell you guys that they are going to list in or sell in. So if they say, call me in 90 days, that means call me in 2 weeks, okay? If they say, call me in 2 weeks, that means call me tomorrow. If they say, call me on Friday, that means go to my house tonight and come meet me at my door. Okay? There is no such thing as harassing. Follow-up is where 80% of your sales will be made. Please listen to me very carefully. Many salespeople are living in a fantasy land. They think that they pick up a phone, they knock on a door, and appointments are set right there on the first contact. About 20 to 30% of appointments are set on the first contact. Everything else, listen to me right now, everything else, your money is made on your follow-up, okay? Part of your schedule, and I talk about this on Breakthrough in the time management class, I believe that's in week 2. Part of your schedule, you need about 30 minutes to an hour every single day of follow-up. And in Breakthrough, I actually show you how to categorize them so you can filter through easily and be able to see who is up for you to call today versus tomorrow, so forth and so on, okay? So rule number one, whatever they tell you, cut it in half. Rule number two, there is no harassing when it comes to follow-up. The most aggressive person who follow-ups is gonna win the sale. And rule number three, 80, maybe 90% of all of the money you make is gonna be in follow-up. So keep calling, keep bugging them. If you do it the right way with the right words, they won't feel like you're harassing. They'll actually appreciate your aggressiveness. Because people who are motivated, right, the serious people, they want someone that's aggressive. All right? Hope that helps.
My realtor, Gus.
Just real quick before we shut off, I guess. I have a quick question, Danny. If you can go back to the beginning of your career, specifically for fourth quarter, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give? What would you give yourself, and what would you do different?
My realtor got, you're with us, aren't you? Something's wrong. Okay, for the fourth quarter. Look, guys, I'm gonna spit some freaking fire-breathing dragon at you guys. Humans are so predictable. Specifically humans in real estate. So predictable. So predictable. You can almost watch. I'm gonna tell you exactly what's gonna happen in the next 3 months. In about, not right now. I would say the week before Halloween, you'll start seeing posts change from motivational posts to Halloween posts. You'll see Halloween come around, and instead of taking an afternoon off to hang out with your kids, you'll see people literally disappear for a week. And then November will come and flu season shows up. And you'll see everybody on social media start talking about flu season and the fact that they're sick. And if they're sick, they can't just keep it to themselves. No, you can't keep it to themselves. You got to spread it everywhere. So you got to post it all over social media. Oh, and by the way, while you're spreading it everywhere and posting it on social media, you know, you might as well get sympathy and attention for being sick. So you got to ask everybody to pray for you for being sick. I don't know why humans do this, but we just do this. I don't think I've ever asked for anybody to pray for me when I'm sick. And I don't even think I get sick for that matter because I eat well. There's a thought. And then in about Thanksgiving, you know, we can't just celebrate Thanksgiving for one day because we're independent contractors and we have the right and the freedom to do whatever we want to do. I mean, no, we don't have a boss. So what do? We take like a week and a half off. A week and a half off. To have one meal. One meal. Thanksgiving dinner. One meal. A week and a half off. And then a week and a half off comes. And what happens? Then all of a sudden you're in December. And now it starts getting a little bit colder. Now flu season really kicks in. Right? And now you don't want to wake up and go to the gym anymore. Right? You can't just throw on a jacket. You can't, for crying out loud, no, you all of a sudden stop all your daily routines and you stop all of your daily habits. And being that your daily habits are off, your intensity starts to fall off, right? And all of a sudden Christmas shows up. And Christmas this year flies on a Monday, Tuesday. So Monday, Tuesday for Christmas, Monday, Tuesday for New Year's, I think, or Tuesday, Wednesday, or something like that. So you could very easily work Monday through Friday the week prior to Christmas and just take a four-day weekend and then get right back on it, go to Friday, take another four-day weekend, and go back on it. But no, what does everybody do? I'm telling you, you can see it happen. Humans are so predictable. Take 2 to 3 weeks off entirely. And then being that you have guilt, a lack of momentum, and a lack of discipline throughout those 2 to 3 weeks, guess what happens in January? In January, you don't jump back on the wagon immediately on January the 2nd. No, you can't do that. We wait till January 15th, maybe January 20th. People don't start seeing commission checks till like March as a result of this. And then you wonder why every year you feel like you're behind the eight ball. And then we wonder why every single year we don't hit our goals. Because of the fourth quarter of 2018, that's why. The fourth quarter is when you hit your goals for the next year. The fourth quarter is when you win the game for the next year. The fourth quarter is when you prepare for next year. If you do the fourth quarter the right way, you will have so much freaking money in the first quarter of 2019. You will have so much positivity. You have so much business. Your psychology will be up. Everything will be great. Why? Because nobody works in the fourth quarter. That's the secret. That's the secret. That's how we built a billion-dollar company. Because we know the secret. We know everybody around us. Everywhere around here. We know when they get sick. We know when they start asking for prayers. We know when they take off. We know when they stop showing up. We know everything. And we just do the exact opposite of what everybody else does. That's the game. You'll see us here. Week of Christmas. Pounding, working, practicing. Not everybody, only the ones that want it. It happens every single year, people. So my advice to all of you is, who do you want to be? Honest to God, who do you want to be? Do you want to be predictable? Do you want for the rest of your life on January 1st to say the same crap that all the other humans say? This year, I'm going to lose weight. This year, I'm going to double my income. This year, I'm going to make it happen. This is going to be the best year of my life. But you don't realize in order to have the best year of your life, that takes momentum. And in order to have momentum, 2019 started today, right now. Right now. What you do with that information is up to you guys. But that's the honest to God truth. Not from one of these make-believe Instagram people. From an actual business person who built an actual business. Greatest advice I can give you right now. 2019 started today, people. Today. All right? Hope you guys enjoyed today. 20 minutes, another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. Listen, by the way, if you haven't bought your tickets for Relentless, go to relentlessevent.com. If you don't know by now, I'm going to be on tour. It's going to be March and April, actually. The dates should be set by the end of this month. San Jose, Phoenix, Tucson, Arizona, October 11th. I'm coming. That's next week. I'm coming to Tucson, Arizona. I'm coming to Dallas. I'm coming to Houston. I'm coming to Miami. I'm coming to New York. I know I'm coming somewhere else. I'm coming all over the place. I cannot wait to meet you guys. But more than anything, July 24th, 25th, 26th at the Anaheim Hilton Hotel 2019. I promise you 3 days that will change your life. Tickets are on sale right now. Once we announce the main speaker and the guests, they're going to instantly go up. So go buy your tickets today. I think we've sold over 900 tickets already. We only fit 2,800 in the room. We haven't even started marketing it yet. All right. Yes, I am coming to Chicago. I am coming to Chicago. Yes, absolutely. When am I coming to Miami? I don't know. We're setting the dates, planning it all around like right now. Everything will be posted on DannyMorrell.com. Okay. Why are you not coming to Seattle? Nobody. I don't know that many people in Seattle. I need 300 people in a room. If you could help put 150 in the room, I'll put the other 150 in the room. Deal? I'll come anywhere. I'll go to all 52 states. I'm not playing around, guys. All I need is 300 people in the room. That's it. If you could help honestly facilitate even 100, we could put 150 to 200 through marketing. Piece of cake. Okay? When are you coming to Miami? That's coming soon. New York. All the dates will be set, and they'll all be on DannyMorrell.com. So just stay tuned there. All right, guys? That's it for now. Take care, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.